shouts, the boom of a digger's fists on a volleyball, and then the hard slap of a spike echo off the walls of an otherwise empty gymnasium at the Norris City Omaha Enfield High School in Norris City, Illinois. History is ever present here, the hopes and dreams of a community showcased in the championship banners that nearly fill one wall of the gym. A section of the original basketball floor from 7 decades ago, along with the names of the teens who first played on it, is framed and hanging on another. The volleyball team members have soaked up the history in this gym all their lives and know their job is to create more of it. It's what the community expects, it's what the school expects, and it's what they expect of themselves. Senior Sophie Neal is a team leader.
I definitely think we play a role. Like every season, every year, a team comes through here, and every year they just add to our record. They add to NCOE. Just to, yeah, be a part of that timeline, to be a part of those records, those games, those state championships, like, that's awesome.
When I visited the school this fall, the team should have been in the middle of their 2020 season. However, as of the release of this story, they're still waiting to hear whether their season, which the pandemic pushed back to the spring of this year, will happen at all. But Coach Jackie Melton and the team come here anyway because they love volleyball and there's not much else to do. Sophie Neal and fellow senior Maddie Wells have played together since the 5th grade. Their lives are so closely connected that they almost finish each other's sentences. Maddie Wells says that intimate knowledge of what your teammates think, say, and do is how the team will hang another championship banner on the east wall of the NCOE gym if they only get the chance.
Well, since everybody works together, you get the perfect pass, the perfect set, and then you just see your hitter kill it, and everybody on the whole court just feels the excitement. That's the best thing about it. It can't be just one person just winning the whole game for everybody. You have to work together.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I definitely think so. For instance, I always think of basketball because our school, basketball and volleyball are kind of the main things. I mean, you can dribble the ball down the court and you can take the shot. I mean, that's all an individual. But in volleyball, you really have to rely on your team to get a single point. You know, you have to have a pass, you have to have a set, and you have to have a hit. You have to talk, you have to communicate. And it goes the same way with other sports. But I just feel like volleyball, you have to have more of a connection or else it affects how you play.
NCOE Athletic Director Jim Tucker watches the practice hoping that Neal and Wells will get to play their senior season. He recalled the dark days early in the pandemic when spring sports were canceled in Illinois.
There might have been a tear or two shed. I will admit that. We walk in here. We're very proud of our facilities. And when you walk in here and you see the lights off and no more cheering, you know, the crowd noise, no more squeaking of the shoes. Yes, it is. It becomes depressing. So this is fantastic to be able to come back in here and see all this.
Tucker is also the boys' basketball coach. Their season has been postponed as well. Tucker and the athletes all know there's a pandemic. They know that keeping everyone safe is job one. But in a small town, nearly everything revolves around the school and sports.
This gym holds approximately 2,100. And even for a small community, there's no problem getting 500 to 750 people in here each night for a home game.
What happens to a community when that stops?
It's difficult. We have a gentleman and a lady that have not missed a ball game of any kind, I would say within the last 30 years. You know.
So what did they say?
They're kind of bored right now. they're wanting the games to start back up. So
Maddie Wells and Sophie Neal have opinions on that too.
Oh yeah. The whole community shows up and supports us, especially the Red Army.
Our fan section definitely makes up a huge part of our volleyball season. So I'm really honestly kind of thankful that our season got moved to the spring just in respects to that, because they are a part of our team. And if we would have had to play games remotely, they wouldn't have been able to be involved the way that they normally are. And they bring so much support to our team. They literally make up such a huge part.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been the same without everybody out there with us.
History, tradition, community. I recorded this piece in late September. It's January now, and the pandemic is hitting even remote southern Illinois much harder. In the grand scheme of things, maybe the NCOE volleyball team's season being on hold isn't such a big thing. But when the people in Norris City, Omaha, and Enfield, Illinois gather 10 years from now and remember the pandemic, that piece of the history is sure to be discussed. So I guess it is important to them. For WNIN News, I'm Steve Berger.